go ahead and get started. What do you say? I want to go back to the subject or the theme of these lessons that we have been talking about. And the theme, the subject is, don't treat the anointing common. I'll say it again. Don't treat the anointing as a common thing. Jesus said, hallelujah. But ye shall receive power. Didn't he say it? When? After the Holy Ghost is what? Come upon you, right? Then in Jesus' own ministry, we looked at this the last time, the other Sunday. He went to where John was, and he was at the River Jordan. He was at the River Jordan. Hallelujah. And in Matthew said, he said to John, he said, John, baptize me. Right? This is the third chapter of Matthew. He said, John, baptize me. Right? And John forbade him, and he didn't want to do it. Verse 14 says, John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? That's what he said, didn't he? 15 said, Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now. Not later, right now. Suffer to be so now. Hallelujah. For thus it becometh us to fulfill how much? All righteousness. Then he suffer him. Right? Amen. Then in the four chapters, just right over to the next chapter, the Bible said, then Jesus was led of the Spirit. Where? Into the wilderness. And to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted, how many? 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterward hungry. He got hungry. I imagine you could get hungry after 40 days, right? Then following that, here come the tempter, Satan. And he said, if you be the Son of God, listen to what he said. If you be the Son of God, what? Command these stones to be made bread. Are you in the house today? And he answered and said unto him, it is written, That's why you need to know scripture. Now, Satan knew who he was. There wasn't no question in his mind. He knew who he was. He was looking before. But in the third chapter, the Bible says, the 16th verse, Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway up out of the water, and lo, the heavens opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, lighting upon him. So he saw, right? Amen. Lo, a voice from heaven. A what? A voice from heaven doing what? Saying, this is my beloved son. What did the voice say? This is my beloved son. So Satan immediately says, after he had fasted 40 days and nights, and afterward was hungry, he said, if you be what? He knew who he was. He wanted to see that Jesus really believed. He had, he was, and he is who God says he was, who God says he is. So he said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus knew the word. Why did he know the word? Because he was and is the word. And he passed every test, hungry as he was. As hungry as he was. He passed every test of the devil. When you're hungry, your physical strength is not at its top level of operation. When you're hungry, you are not at top level of energy that you need. Just to show you how I am. For just this, you know, this is the way I am. We were doing some work down to Miss Marie's house, and I had done some of the work, and I was tired and kind of hungry. And she was talking about, you need any money for him, you know, she gave me some money to get some material with. I said, I don't discuss money when I'm hungry and tired. You might well leave me alone. I will not talk to you about money, hungry and tired. So I can imagine Jesus was at his energy level, wasn't at his highest peak. So Satan said, if you be, why would he bring up bread anyway? He knows. If you want to get the average person, just throw them some food. Amen. But that's not where I'm going. So let me get back on my trail. Pathway.